Probably one of the greatest myths that I found coming into MLA was that MLA was a terrible organisation at representing industry. And what I explained to levypayers that is under a statutory funding agreement with government, it clearly states MLA is not to do political lobbying or representative activities for industry. We are the service provider industry. And organisations like Cattle Council and Sheep Meats Council and the Goat Industry Council are our representative organisations.
So then you feel like you've been put in the frame for things you're not responsible for?
It's been a really good 12 months because I've done an enormous amount of face-to-face consultation with levypayers, and I enjoy it because I'm from the industry, I grew up in the industry, and I just want to see the industry move forward. And if we have to press the reset button so that people understand the role of MLA in the industry as a service provider, I'm more than happy to do it, and it's been a fantastic 12 months.
You've got a question here from a levypayer about the share of the value producers in Australia are getting compared to overseas. How do you respond to that?
Well, our data shows that even with the massive sell-off of cattle that happened in 13 and 14, we were still around prices received in South America, but well below North America. But you need to understand the market dynamics to make that comparison around why that happened. But levypayers have certainly looked to MLA to solve that problem.
Certainly here in Tasmania we send a lot of meat to the US, so that discrepancy has a bit of a rub.
But on the same token, you've built enormous market share in the USA because they have had a shortage of beef. Their herd is at a low not seen since 1951 and is down 50-odd million cattle. But we are turning into a cycle where we've got good currency against the US dollar, less product coming off the Australian farms because the season's turned a little in on the eastern seaboard for the positive, and reductions in tariffs means that our price is on a skyrocket towards where the US price is. And I'm hearing of steers, admittedly Wagyu steers on Auctions Plus at 280 kilos, making $6 a kilo live weight. They're all positive signals.
We've all heard those prices. You think it's just naturally correcting. There are no measures or strategies you'd like to introduce to intervene?
Well, it's very hard for a levy to intervene in drought, government policy and on currency exchange. What the levy has done and what it has positioned the industry around is holding the number one position in our biggest market, or our traditionally our biggest market and our highest value market, Japan, to the point where consumers are well aware of the Australian product, the integrity systems between the Australian product, and will buy Australian product, red meat, particularly beef, premium beef, twice as often as they will US product. It's a very strong reputation. I quite often hear that, you know, New Zealand does this or the US does that or some other country does that. When I've travelled the world to learn about what MLA has done over the last two decades with investment of levies, we are seen as the aggressive nation around trade agreements, around marketing.
So if it ain't broke, don't fix it?
No. So what I think it is, we've got to this point in time, it's 15 years. I would just like industry to have a discussion around could it be better. MLA's had to be in the last 12 months. We've stripped costs out of our business. I think it's time for industry to have a discussion too around industry systems.
How much cost have you stripped out of the MLA?
$6.5 million last financial year. We're still going through the process and challenging the business, but the culture that is now in MLA, that the money that we get on behalf of levy payers must have an absolute stringent ruler put over it as to whether or not it's an effective investment. And that's something I've been talking to levy payers about.
$6 million in savings just in management and admin. That seems like an awful lot.
Well, that was over the whole levy stream. So it's about 10%. But examples of that were that in our international business, I found, and there's not a criticism of the previous structures, but because of the introduction of SCAS, we had two different management structures, one around live export and one around market development and trade access in the Middle East, which now that SCAS is well established, I believe that we can have one single management system for everything in our countries of which we're representing levy payers.
When you present this information to levy payers, as you're doing here in Tasmania, there has been this view that's taken hold in pockets of the industry that MLA is a big cost and not really delivering value.
Well, the message I'm trying to give is that I, on behalf of levy payers, are their greatest advocate in assessing that the levy is delivering value. And one of the things that the board, MLA board and myself have been working very hard on is making sure that levy payers can have more influence over their levy spend, particularly in R&D, particularly in areas that they believe are the concerns that industry needs to address moving forward. It will take, I think, a number of years for the whole of industry to be satisfied around whether MLA is delivering. It is particularly hard in 2013 and 14 to see the low farm gate prices and then say, well, what has our investment delivered? But as I have explained, currency, climate and global markets and the global economy can change what farm gate pricing is going to be. If a levy could fix all that, I'm sure many other industries would have a levy structure system globally like MLA. But I've got to say that I believe MLA can be a lot more flexible as examples of how it could be more aware of what levy payers' concerns are.